Thanks, Ian, very much indeed. Quite often we come to worship and we begin our services by hearing God's word. And that's great because God's word always encourages us in our worship. But this morning we are going to sing God's word. We're going to sing a setting of the words of Psalm 103. We're going to sing it to a tune which I hope you all know, which is Before the Throne of God Above. It's a very well-known tune and easy to follow. So please just sing, and as you sing, sort of enjoy scripture just washing over you as you sing out God's word, this wonderful word that he's given us. So we're going to sing together Psalm 103. Thank you. And sing your word. We thank you that it lasts from generation to generation, and we thank you that you have shown us so much mercy and love, and we thank you that you've lavished your love upon us so that we can call you Father, through the name of Jesus. Amen. Please take a seat. Our Bible reading is Matthew 6, 25 to 34. It's a wonderful picture, a wonderful passage, giving us a lovely picture of the love and the care of our Father God. And Jesus says that if our Father God feeds the birds and clothes the flowers of the field, can we not trust him to meet our needs and feed and clothe us? Because Jesus says we are so much more valuable than birds and flowers. So let's hear God's word. Wonderful passage. Matthew 6 from 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And we thank God for these words of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, words that really continue to bless us. So we're going to continue in worship, and again, we're going to celebrate all that it means to be able to call God Father, beginning with how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, moving on to Father God, I wonder, and then finishing by reminding ourselves that our God is faithful, faithful one, so unchanging. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure.
Thank you.
Take a seat. So today is Father's Day, of course, and we've been celebrating all that it means to be able to call God our Father, our faithful God who never changes. I'm going to show a video to you now, and the video is all about fathers and sons. Thanks, Danny.
There is a saying, like father, like son. Father teaches the Son. The Son watches, listens, learns. The Son picks things up and does things in the same way as the Father. Sometimes good things, sometimes not so good. Sometimes the Father has to chastise the Son so that the Son learns more.
It's not your go yet.
Oh, sorry.
You get that lack of concentration from him, Mum.
I heard that.
The Father is older and wiser. The Son can always learn more from the Father.
Checkmate, mate.
Thank you very much to Dave and Mum and Dad as well, of course. Apologies to those of a sensitive disposition for the video, but thank you very much. We are thankful for our dads and our mums and our family as well, aren't we, for all that we learn from them. The challenge is, of course, to be the kind of dad or parent or grandparent who seeks to be a blessing to our children through our words and through our lives. Ultimately, we can only be the dad or the family member that God calls us to be as we turn to him, because actually in him we find both a perfect example of a father and also all the help and support and strength we need to be the family members that God calls us to be. So we look to God as both our perfect Father and the source of our help and strength to be the family members he wants us to be. Well, we are going to pray together now, and I'm going to be joined by my two young assistants. And Eleanor and Sophelia are going to lead us in prayer. So Eleanor is going to lead us in a prayer of thanks for our families. And then Sophelia is going to pray for our families as well. So if you'd like to go and stand to the specially adjusted microphone, Eleanor, if you're going to start. So if I say the words, let us pray, everybody will start to pray. And then you can lead us, Eleanor. Is that okay? So let us pray together. I'll tell you what, Sophelia, would you like to read Eleanor's prayer for her? Would that be okay? Can you manage to do that, do you think?
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you. Let's pray together.
Thank you, Father, for our families, for your blessings, for your love, for day and night, for food and shelter, for good and bad, for being with us. Thank you, God, for giving me a family to love and who loves me. Thank you, Lord, for all who show a father's love in our world. Thank you for those who are special to us. Be close to those who are sad today. Help us know that you, our Heavenly Father, are always close to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Father God, thank you for our families. I pray that you, O Lord, will be the centre of our homes. I pray that your power, love and truth give our families the strength we need to face any circumstance. Forgive us our sins and help us to extend that forgiveness to each other. Guide us and protect us, Lord. Root us in your word. Let our actions be ones that bring honour to your holy name. Dear Lord, please bless all the fathers in the world. We pray that you guide them to be a good role model and loving to their children. We also ask that you help them be a father like you are. Give them grace and patience to handle situations in a loving way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Fantastic, girls. Thank you so much for leading us in prayer. That's lovely. Thank you very much. You're not trying to do me out of the job, are you, by the way, Sophelia? Okay, let's continue in our worship. Who has held the oceans in his hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Behold our God. This was the song we sung at the beginning of our service. Bear in mind, we split between men and women somewhere towards the end. So if the men follow Howard, and you women can follow who you want to. But I'm following Howard. Did you wonder what I was doing by there? Did anybody look up with me?
Yes.
Okay. Just to introduce a question. Who do you look up to? Can we get all the lights as well? Maybe all of them will be fine, I think. Thank you. Who do you look up to? Who do you admire? Who inspires you? It's Father's Day. We're going to think particularly about men. So can you think of a male footballer who you admire? That's... Ladies and men, feel free to offer any suggestions. Any footballer who you admire? Marcus Rashford. Yeah, both as a footballer and what he does for children's hunger. Yeah, any more? David Beckham.
Not
Wayne Rooney. Thank you. Jordan Henderson. Yep, from Liverpool. Okay. What about a male singer who you think is great? Any male singers? I've never heard of him, Bob. Who is that?
He's a German tenor, and he's as good as, almost as good as Pavarotti.
Jonas Kaufmann, yes. German tenor.
Yes.
Is he still alive?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear, I apologise. Right, thank you very much, Bob. Jonas Kaufmann. Any others, please? Mark Bolan from T-Rex.
Yes.
Matt Monroe from Russia with Love. Okay. A male chef who you'd really love to prepare a meal for you.
James Martin.
James Martin.
Dave Murphy.
Dave Murphy. Wow, fantastic. Rick Stein as well. A male film star who you love to watch. Any film stars?
Clint Eastwood.
Elvis.
He can be a singer as well, I guess. Let's make it just a bit more personal. A male teacher who inspired you. That's my old primary school. That's Gilbert Scott Primary School in Croydon, still standing amazingly. Its Ofsted report shows it requires improvement, so standards have gone down since I've left, obviously, there. But I still remember one of my first teachers, I don't know about you, Mr. Hall. I didn't even know his first name. I'm not even sure he had a first name, but he was always Mr. Hall. But he was great. Just think back for a moment. You don't have to say it out loud, but maybe think about a male friend who's helped you or a male relative you look up to, male member of your family who's loved and cared for you. I guess for many of us, it's our dads, perhaps, who we think about first. Sadly, of course, it's not true for everyone. Sometimes even the best dads can mess up being a father. Here's another person to think about. Think about your driving instructor. For most of us, I guess it will have been a man, particularly perhaps if you learnt in my era. Can you remember the name of your driving instructor? I can still remember my driving instructor's name because, very conveniently, it was Alistair. So there's no excuse, really. And here's the car I learnt to drive on, or the make of car. That is a Datsun 120Y coupe. Don't see many of them around anymore, which obviously says a lot about when I learnt to drive. It's all right to drive, but one of the things I do remember is that you couldn't see out the back window when you reverse because of the slope. That one's pretty hopeless because it hasn't even got any wing mirrors, so that'll be straight in the hedge, I think, when it backs round there. But that's what I learned to drive on. That's a Datsun 120Y coupe. Dave was saying that he learned to drive on a Singer Chamois, which is a bit like a posh version of a Hillman Imp, I think. Dave, I think yours was newer than that one. Yours was an F-Reg, I think, but that would have been about 88, 89, I guess. I asked Cordelia what she learned on. She told me it was a blue Toyota. So I just had to guess a little bit for that one. That's a Toyota FT1. This is what Lynn learnt to drive on. Remember those? That's a Ford Escort from 1971. Yellow Ford Escort, 1971. I've also found a picture of Bob learning to drive as well, which is absolutely amazing there, really. I thought we could have a driving lesson this morning. And Sophelia's going to have a driving lesson with me, the poor child. We're going to go up Old Mill Road, and then we're going on to the M6, and we'll just see what happens, really. So, are you ready, Sophelia, to come and join me for a bit of a drive? Okay, we've got the car all set up here. You've got a passenger with you as well. That's absolutely fine. But, Sophelia, could you just open the door before you get into the car? Please don't forget that. So, just beep. Perfect, that's fine. Yes, seatbelts on, that's very good. Right, so steering wheel. So I just talk you through the controls. So we have got the indicator. So the indicator is right for up, down for left. Okay? Right. So we've got the mirror. So that's for checking hair and makeup. So is that all right? And you can look to see what's behind you as well. And we've got the pedals. So you've got your foot on the accelerator, ready to go fast. Perfect. The brake's in the middle. Don't put that foot on the brake. That foot goes on the brake as well. That's the clutch. So when we want to change gear, this is what we do. You put your foot on the clutch, and then this is the gear stick, okay? So it's really quick, really easy. Are you watching? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, neutral. So that's all there is to it. Is that okay? Right, so you ready to go? Perfect. You've got the keys. What have you done with the keys? Oh, it's in my hand. Right, if you'd like to just put the thing for the key to come on. Perfect. So if you'd just like to start, we check that it's in neutral first. Yeah, that's all right. Just start it up, so just turn the key. That's perfect. Perfect. So we're starting up nicely there. Right, so we're going to go down Old Mill Road. So what should we do first? We'll have a look in the mirror first, make sure it's safe behind. Yeah, perfect. So if you'd like to signal, because we're pulling out, so we're going to go up for right. Perfect. Right, so now we're going to put the car in gear. So put your left foot on the clutch. Gear stick top left first. Perfect. A bit of gas. Accelerator right. So that's right, your foot's off the clutch now, so we're moving along very nicely. So just look where you're going as well, please. So we're in first gear now. So now we're going to go into second because we're going a bit faster. So foot on the clutch, gear stick into second. Keep looking where you're going. Perfect. Foot off the clutch now. Right, so we're going along now. We're coming up maybe about halfway along Old Mill Road. So we'll go up into third because we're going quite fast. No talking in the back, please. So if you just put your hand on the foot on the gear, so up into third. Right, so we're coming up to foot off the clutch. We're in third. Look where you're going. We're coming up to the roundabout at the top of the end of Old Mill Road to join the M6. So we're just by the garage. So we better slow down a little bit. So just put your foot on the brake a little tiny bit. That's the clutch. One in the middle. Perfect. Now this roundabout, the visibility is really good, so you don't have to stop. So we'll go round it in third because we're going to join the slip road onto the M6. Okay. So just have a glance to the right to make. Oh, sorry. Better signal first. Signal down left. Perfect. Look in the mirror. Perfect. Glance over there. Nothing's coming. Swing round to the left slightly. Left. Just drove into the garage there. So if you turn around to the left, so we're going down the slip road, straighten up. Perfect. Look where you're going. We're going down the slip road. We're in third gear. We need to go a bit faster. Foot on the gas. Foot on the clutch. Into fourth. Perfect. Oh, sorry, I did that for you. Right, so we're just about to join the slip road. So check the mirror behind you. Check the side mirror. Look over your shoulder. Right over. Behind you. Perfect. Nothing's coming down the slip road. Oh, signal. Right. So we're just about to join the motorway now, so there's no cars coming up inside. Keep looking ahead. And we're going up the inside lane now, the motorway. We're in fourth, we can go a bit faster. So we've got up into fifth now, that's perfect. So move that top right. All right, foot off the clutch. Shut the lid. And into sixth as well now, because we're going really fast along the inside lane. That's down there somewhere. Right, perfect. So we're in the inside lane going quite far. How fast can you go on a motorway? Oh, how old are you, by the way?
9.
How old do you have to be to drive? 17. So you're 9. That's close enough. So where are we? We're on the inside lane of the motorway at the moment, aren't we? Right. So how fast can you go on motorways? Do you know?
No.
You don't know. Well, should we guess? We'll say 70. Is that right? Okay. So we're going on 70 miles an hour now on the slow lane. There's a slowie in front of us. It always is. So we're going to overtake. I think it might have been Bob, actually, just going along slowly on the inside. So we're going to overtake him. So quick look in your mirror behind. Look over your shoulder. Nothing coming. Signal. Right. Ease it round to the right slightly to steer past Bob. Straighten up. Give Bob a wave as you go past him. Say Sunday drivers. Yeah, quite right. And so now we're going in sixth. We're in the middle lane, aren't we? So we better just go into the slow lane now to what we do. Oh, we'll look in the mirror first. That's better. Right. And we'll look this side this time to make sure there's nothing coming up there. Okay, that's fine. Might as well signal. Down for left. Turn it a little bit. Perfect. Straighten up. Right. So now we're in the sixth lane. We're in sixth gear. We're going along nice and fast. So imagine now we've been driving about 2 hours. Okay. So we're somewhere around the Lake District. So are you hungry yet?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. So we're going to pull off the motorway and have some lunch. Is that all right? Right. So we better slow down a bit. So take your foot off the gas a little bit. That's right. Move that one down into fifth. Then into fourth. Then into third. Right, and we're going to drive up the slipway. So, shut the lid. Just check the mirror, mirror, mirror. Signal left. Right, perfect. Up to the top of the slip road. Right, this is another roundabout with really good visibility, so we won't worry about stopping. So just have a glance over there to make sure it's all right. Perfect. And now we'll go round the roundabout in third. So just move the steering wheel round a little bit. Right, perfect. Now straighten up again. Right, we better drop it down into second because we're going to go slow here because we're going to just turn round. So that's perfect. So just turn it a little bit, right, a bit more. Straighten up a little bit. Right, we're just coming up to the drive-through McDonald's, just off the M6. And so we better put our foot on the brake, I think. Perfect. And if you'd like to put it in neutral now, so I think we're nearly ready to order. The young person from McDonald's is coming to help serve us, so it's very kind of me. By the way, so excuse me, Sophelia, what are we having for lunch? Have you got any money? Do you know, your mum gave me her bank card and she said, have whatever you want. Wasn't that kind of her? Right, so would you like to board? Yes. Oh, thank you very much, Graham. Would you just wind the window down, please? Perfect.
Can I help? What would you like to eat today?
Can I have one hamburger,
please? One hamburger, yeah.
Chicken nugget Happy Meal, please.
Happy Meal? Chicken nugget. Chicken nugget Happy Meal, yes.
What do you want?
Oh, that's very kind of you. I will have a chicken select meal.
Are you treating your dad today? Yeah. Chicken select meal?
Yeah. Oh, hang on, I haven't finished yet. And a barbecue sauce.
And barbecue sauce.
And a coffee.
And a coffee.
Do you like sugar with
that? No, thank you, just milk.
Just milk.
And a Maltesers McFlurry.
And a Maltesers
McFlurry.
What are you having?
Chicken nugget.
Chicken nuggets, all right. Chicken nuggets over here as well, please.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Do you want a drink? You're right for a drink. Okay. Do you want any chips? Yeah. Some fries as well. Do you want a McFlurry?
Large fries or small fries?
Large, please. Do you want a McFlurry? Ice cream. Do you like ice cream?
What flavour?
I think she's all right for the ice cream, so we just stick to the chips and the... What are you having? McNuggets and chips and a drink. Perfect. Thank you very much. That is everything, yes, thank you.
£22.95, please.
Perfect. Beep.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Have a good day.
Right, thank you very much. So if I look after the food, so yeah. Graham, you just passed me all the food. Perfect. That's yours, Eleanor. That's yours. Oh, I better look after yours. You've got to park the car yet.
I see.
So I'll look after yours.
Careful of the drink.
Thank you very much. Right, so we just drive forward a little bit now. So we will... I won't worry about the mirrors anymore. Just put that in first.
Bye.
Oh, thank you very much, Graham. Right, so just start moving along. Now we just drive a little bit, put your foot on the accelerator. Right, perfect. Foot in, just go along straight a little bit more. Right, put your foot on the brake, stop. Put that in neutral. Now we're going to reverse now. Reverse, you have to lift the thingy up and then move it to the top left-hand corner. Perfect. Right, so we're going to do lots of looking in the mirrors because we're going backwards now. So look that way. Look that way, look behind you, turn your steering wheel to the left, put your foot on the gas, straighten up, perfect. Right, so I think we're there now, so we can have our lunch. Is that all right? Brilliant. Would you like to go and sit down now? Yeah. You're fantastic. Thank you very much. don't think anybody's going to be asking me for a lift home after that anyway. So, right, so just when you stop and think about it, a driving instructor, quite a good illustration of a good friend or a father figure, at least a proper driving instructor is, aren't they? Someone who guides you and leads you. Someone who journeys with you. Someone who corrects you and points out your mistakes. Someone who won't leave you on your own. So maybe a driving instructor is quite a good example of a father figure for us, a friend, and so on. And in the Bible, you can find lots of examples, can't you, of good father figures to all sorts of other people. For a young man called Timothy in the Bible, of course, it was the Apostle Paul who was something of a father figure. For another young man called Mark, it was his cousin Barnabas who was a bit of a father figure. For the Lord Jesus, it would have been Joseph as well, of course. For you and for me, well, it could be friends, cousins, stepfathers, teachers, youth group leaders, church leaders, and of course, dads. So I just wonder who you want to thank God for today, because they've been something of a father figure for you. But of course, it's God himself who is the perfect, loving, heavenly Father. I know that some people have problems with the idea of God as a father because they've had a difficult relationship with their own father, but I always think it's important to remember that when the Bible talks about God as Father, it's not saying you know your dad, well, God's like that. What it's saying is that God is everything a father should be. So let me just remind you of a few things that I've jotted down about God as Father. Perfectly good, true, and trustworthy. Faithful in love and care. We've already sung of his faithfulness. Generous and thoughtful. Interested in everything we do, providing everything we need, respecting our individuality, skillful in training us. Saw that from the video with Dave and his dad, didn't we? Gracious in disciplining us, a bit of that as well. Wise in guiding us, merciful in protecting us, always with us, always available. And everything a father should be. In our Bible reading from Matthew 6, Jesus gives us a lovely picture of the tender love and care of our Father God. And he says, doesn't he, if our Father God feeds the birds, if he clothes the flowers of the field, can we not trust him to feed and clothe us? We are so much more valuable than birds and flowers. And let me show you just a short video to remind you of those words of Jesus, remembering how precious we are to him. We're more valuable than birds and flowers. And if our Father feeds and clothes them, then he feeds and clothes us as well. Thank you very much, Danny. For the last few years, we've been very blessed by having a friendly blackbird come and join us in our garden. He's been coming, I think, probably for about 2 or 3 years. So usually when I go out, he's quite often there waiting to be fed. So follow me and I will introduce you to Winston. Hello, Winston. Jesus said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And the point is that if God cares for the birds, like young Winston here, we are so much more valuable than birds, and he also cares for us. So that's Winston. He's been coming in our garden for many, many years. He's on the wheelie bin this morning waiting for us when we were going out into the garden. But God is the perfect, loving, heavenly Father, isn't he? So as we close, let me share some words from an American Christian writer, Nancy Lee DeMoss. She said this, Father is the most significant name of the God of the Bible. It is the name that sets Christianity apart from all the other religions of the world. Other religions invite us to worship their gods, Allahs, creators, or metaphysical forces. But Christianity invites us to believe in a son and to enter into an intimate family relationship with a loving father. Jesus, the Son of God, came so that we could meet his Father, be adopted into the family of God, and relate to the Almighty God of the universe in an intimate, personal, concrete way as sons and daughters. So let's pray together. And so, Father, on this Father's Day, we want to thank you for the people who've been good friends to us, people who've been father figures to us. Maybe that has been friends or cousins, stepdads, teachers, youth leaders, church leaders, dads, and so on. We want to say thank you so much for them. But most of all, we want to praise you that you are the perfect, loving, heavenly Father. You are perfectly good and true and trustworthy. You are so faithful in love and care, so generous and thoughtful. You're interested in everything that we do. You provide all that we need. You respect our individuality. We thank you that you're skillful in training us and gracious in disciplining us, wise in guiding us, and merciful in protecting us. How we praise you that you are always with us and you are always available. Father, thank you that you are everything a father should be. And we praise and worship you. Amen. I'm going to sing one final song as we close. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed.
Spirit takes me on.
Pray together. So in darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, Heavenly Father, please help us to trust your love, serve your purpose, and praise your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.